Hey everybody, welcome to the UX Coffee House. This is Shai. For the ones who don't know what the UX Coffee House is, it's an online session conducted by the people at Alfheimer Tech, where we connect with a lot of designers around the world and we talk about product design, UX, and human psychology. And in today's episode, I want to address to one of the greatest questions that I was asked during one of the sessions by Jane. No, Jack. Jane. Okay, I forgot the name. Anyways, the question was how to transition from being a beginner in UX to a UX expert. But I would like to use this opportunity to reformulate that question to something like how to become a more human-centric designer. And to start off this episode, I would like to talk about empathy. In general, you know that empathy is the very first step to solve any problem. And I always believe that empathy gives you the ability to put yourself in the shoes of another person. When you can take this empathetic nature and when you can apply to products, then eventually it will have a huge impact on your users. It will help you to understand the needs of your users so that you can build experiences that they will love and value. And for a very long time, people believe that empathy in general is a soft skill. Either you have it or you don't have it. But with the processes of user experience design, we actually broke the stereotype. And that's one of the biggest reasons that UX design rapidly became very famous. Well, according to me, there are two parts of learning or doing anything: skill set and mindset. And in today's episode, I'm going to focus a lot on the mindset, which can help you to be a better UX designer. Now, my very first tip is to learn to approach any hypothesis by making a decision based on informed or user research data. If you can act like a scientist, you can possibly make viable solutions to any hypothesis or to any problem that you're trying to solve or prove. And always, always learn to ask why. As a user experience designer, you should train yourself to be obsessed with observing how things work in your everyday life. Whatever you have inside, ask for yourself why it works the way it works. Being a user experience designer, you are absolutely blessed to become an innovator. Just that you should do the right things to unleash that potentiality. So I'm going to give you the three potential tips or practices that I do in order to become a more human-centric designer. My very first tip is to become a design thinker. While UX design is on a product level, design thinking is on a system level. User experience design is about starting with a solution that is already there in your hand and you try to make it more useful so that your users can get the best out of that solution. While design thinking is starting with a problem statement and further find your way to the most viable solution. Design thinking is not just a framework, it's not just a process, it's a problem-solving mindset. And if you can adapt this mindset, it will in fact make you a better UX designer. Also, you need to understand that design thinking can fit anywhere in the system. So it's not just for product problems. Thus, Google Ventures came up with something called as Design Sprint, which is a systematic approach that was derived from design thinking in order to solve more product-specific problems. It's in fact a time box framework, a 5-day process that will help you to come up with solutions to a product design problem. It will also further help you to validate that solution within the fixed timeline. And to be very honest, companies would love to work with such candidates or product designers who can promise them to design improvements, who can promise them to deliver design improvements and validate them. So focus a lot on design sprints, learn a lot about them, and become a vivid practitioner of design sprint. We in fact call this as the lean product approach. And that's my second tip. Try to adapt the lean product approach and learn how to prototype, test, and fail faster. And in fact, design sprint will help you to do this. It tends to act as a bridge between your lean product development and design thinking. Anyways, we move on to the third tip. And I probably feel this is the most important of almost everything that I've shared till now. Humans in general have feelings, love, expectations, and you should learn to design for that. The empathetic nature of a designer leads to a very, very controversial stream that we call as emotional design. It helps a designer to uncover the needs of the people so that they can prominently give a viable solution to the user. In fact, being an emotional designer will allow you to design products that will make your users fall in love with your solution. Don Norman, the author of Design of Everyday Things, once said that everything has a personality. You in fact would have noticed most of the time when you use certain products, for an example, when you use Instagram or when you try to use YouTube, the dislike button on YouTube will make you feel bad, while the like button on Instagram will make you feel happy. These emotional signals or triggers are not natural. They're not automatically generated. They have been designed in such a way that to deliver those positive or negative experiences to you as a user. So that's my third piece of advice. Become an emotional designer. So designed to satisfy human needs, thus it will have a huge impact while your user interacts with your product. Well, as a UX designer, my life has always been about questioning the way that products look and how we can consistently improve them to deliver better experiences. And one of the most critical skills that you shall acquire is what I call as the younger eye. It's a mindset, it's a process through which you can look at the world with the eyes of a child. And when you realize that the world is full of possibilities, you'll be fascinated by everything around you. This is exactly what the new generation of innovators or designers need. It will further enable you to open a realm of possibilities that will often help you to find better solutions, build better experiences, to make the world a better place. And I honestly believe these are the secrets that you need to know in order to become a more human-centric designer.